Hey listeners, thank you for tuning in to this week's episode of Living Room Conversations with your girl Nadia. Okay, so welcome back to the podcast. I am so sorry I've been on a little hiatus. There's been a lot going on. But we back. So welcome back and thank you for tuning in. Don't forget to subscribe and also leave a comment. Also, if you're listening on the Anchor app, you can leave me a voice message. This podcast can be found on Spotify, iTunes, Google Podcasts, a few other ones that I don't remember. But you can also email me a letter. If you would like me to, if you have an issue or something you want me to discuss, you can email me, girl, at NadiaLivingRoomConversations@gmail.com. So this afternoon, I should say, I have with me Shannon again.
Hey, y'all.
Hey, Shannon. And I have Carla.
Hey, y'all.
Carla. So Shannon and Carla are in the building. It's been a while. Oh, and it's Libra season. Let me just say that.
Oh, yeah.
Shout out to the Libras.
And we are all Libras.
Yes, Auntie.
Yes,
Auntie.
Yes, baby. Girl, we good people.
She right before
we
you.
Balance everybody out.
Yes. That's why we get along so well.
Good old scale.
Without us, the world would be a bad place.
And what would they do without us?
Because we keep that balance going.
That's right.
We definitely do. So over the last couple of weeks, oh my God, I don't know what's been going on. All of us had birthdays.
Yep.
A year younger. Benjamin Button.
Oh, all right. All right. You know, we went to Shannon.
The trap bacon sip
was everything. I ain't gonna lie. And I think I had the best looking cake. I'm just saying.
We have to pull a receipt on that one.
Well, you got pictures?
It was probably better than mine. You know.
I'm gonna need to see pictures.
You know.
I'm telling you, you're gonna like mine.
Okay,
I'm telling you. But
I know she's just talented. Because
you saw mine. Did I show you mine?
No.
We gonna put
I never showed
receipts.
You the cake?
No. Oh, that's on your cake for your birthday.
No. I made the little pink cake.
You sent me a picture?
I probably did. You know, you never use your phone.
Wait, I'm about to check.
Well, guess what? My cake was the best looking one at the trap bacon sip.
We're gonna let you have it. But the food was good, huh? The nacho ball.
The nacho ball
was different.
You know what? I went to that nacho ball more than I should.
It was different.
Them nachos.
That's right, Fred.
I don't know what kind of chicken that was, but it had like little seasoning and stuff in it.
It was different. I was like, let's do something a little different. I didn't want the chicken and fried rice and.
It was really good, but I didn't get any of the waffles, and I heard those were really good.
The waffles was good. It was red velvet. Shout out to the crazy waffle bar.
Yeah, because I didn't get any, but everybody, you know, when I heard everybody talking about it, they said it was good.
It was good. Different. You know, you only throw a party once every 10 years, you know.
Let's see.
I haven't had a party since we did our 21st birthday party.
You lying.
Well, maybe I did have a few left, but not on that scale. I haven't had one on that scale.
Oh,
like,
girl,
it was really.
To do a party.
I had my ball parties. You know, little parties at the ball and stuff like that. But I ain't like do no.
Oh, we got to do a party. But at this age, you know what? I ain't gonna lie. Your circle be small.
It's a dot.
Yeah. Because it's only people like you really trust. Like, you can really trust
no
that's
picture.
Have your
I see
back.
It stacks.
Oh, well, I'm going to send it to you.
Yeah, send it to me. I got to see that cake. Nothing.
I thought I said. Okay, well, I'm going to send it to you. But, and then.
And Shannon, I want to see yours, too. I'm going to judge.
Carla went hung out. I couldn't go, y'all. I got a newborn, so some things I can't make. But Carla went hung out for the Saints game. Y'all went cut up. Because we won.
Yes.
Yeah, that was a good game. We spanked that.
Chat that nation. And Champion Squad don't owe me nothing. It was the bomb. Girl, you would have thought the Saints won the Super Bowl. Y'all don't have to
cut up so bad. Because it was Dallas. You know and I had, can't right, stand the Cowboys. Dallas
fans. Oh, my gosh. Oh,
yeah. I'm sure they...
it was packed out there.
They had to took over the day. Yeah, because they did a fake second parade. Second parade, whatever they want to call it. Yep. At the Dallas fans. They yes. did a second line in
in a quarter.
It was horrible. It was horrible. Yeah, it was horrible. So my birthday just passed and I had a little surprise from a man.
Yep.
I had a little surprise. I got my little, it was a massage, a facial, and a chef came and cooked dinner.
Oh, that's nice.
Yes. Wasn't that nice?
Yeah.
That's cute.
The chef came and cooked, and then after that, we, y'all came for the birthday dinner, the little surprise dinner. I didn't know I had that.
Right, because you was like, what you doing here?
Right, because I talked to all y'all and nobody said anything. And I was like, I could have got dressed up or something if this was for me. But anyway.
But you still was cute.
I was cute.
Yeah, you always cute.
Always. Oh, girl, stop playing.
Y'all must be my friends.
You look cute right now.
I got my lashes in my purse.
Get your lashes done, Sharon.
I heard you. But so that's what we've been up to. Just stuff going on. A whole bunch of stuff going on. Mm-hmm. And it's gonna start to slow down to where I can really start back recording like I want to. But we here now. All right, Luther.
I knew it. I was like, she about to do it.
Y'all do it. So on this week's Let's Sit Down and Talk About It. Let's talk about it is things that either that's bugging you or some wild stuff that you just need to get off your chest and talk about. Or maybe just see if you tripping. And see if other people are tripping too.
Right, because right, we need right, that check every now and then.
So.
But I think it's other people, it's never us.
I agree.
Yep, me too.
So, anyway, you know, Power come on Sunday. I don't know if y'all watch Power, but I watch Power. Don't say nothing because I haven't been able to watch it yet.
Okay, I'm not going to say nothing.
But I'm so mad. No more. So I have to.
I got to start watching it then.
Oh my God, it's so good. It's so good. But, okay, so this is what's going on. So, last night I came back because I went out with my coworkers. They took me out for my birthday, so mm-hmm. we went hung out. So, I waited. Now, Sunday, it came on. And usually, mm-hmm. me and my man watch it together. Mm-hmm. So, last night, when I made it back, I said, you want to watch Power?
He already watched it.
He said, I watched it. Because... I knew you, he said, I worked earlier. I thought you watched it already because I was working. And then I knew you were getting out with the girl, so I watched it. And he might as well have slapped me in my face.
See, he should have just been like, yeah, let's just watch it. You ain't have to know that he already watched it.
I said, so I waited for you.
Right.
I waited for you to watch the show, and you watched it without me. Because I could have watched it. I was home all day yesterday.
Right.
But you was considerate and you waited. But
yeah, because he done talked about me before when I had that same type of, I said, you at work. It's going to be a minute. So, our schedules are going to be off. I'm going to watch it. Then you going to watch it when you get home. And then he was mad at me.
But you did forewarn him. Like, I'm going to watch it. You did tell him.
What?
The last time. Yeah, you was like, I'm going to watch it since you're at work and all of that.
Well, I told him that after I watched it.
Oh.
No, because...
I was trying to help you out.
No, this the thing. That was my show. If I introduce you to the show, you can't watch it without me.
Oh, yeah.
This is true.
Because you're the captain of the show.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Like, I told you.
Yeah, you control and watch
this. So he watched Power. And after the first season, he ain't watched no more. Then... when he and I been, we were watching it. I mean, I was watching it. I caught him back up to speed.
It became
our show.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So.
But you let him in. today.
And he
washed it without me.
Yeah, I think you should have.
That's, you put away them. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You should have been in control of that. Like, look, you should have steered her a certain way. We gonna wash this at this time, do this, this, this. But he washed it without you. So, yeah, I feel some type of way, too. We need a drink to that one.
I know, I'm about to drink. Mm.
Go, Shannon.
Go ahead, Shane. That water look good. I ain't gonna lie.
I couldn't get my water bottle together fast enough.
That water look good. It's cool. You got extra ice in it?
I put it in the freezer.
Oh, okay.
Ooh, yes. It's on the time. Almost choked.
It does look good. I'm going to try that water after this mimosa.
So, yeah. So, don't y'all, I mean.
No, he overstepped in that. that was your show. That's your show. Like,
right.
You let him into that part. Like, you, I'm going to share my show with you. You know, Granny Power come on for everybody. But still, you brought him back into the Power fold.
And now I can't watch Power. Like, we have the on-demand. Now, any other time, you can go on-demand and watch it. For whatever reason, I cannot get this show to pull up. So now I got to wait for it to come back on to record. Oh. It will not let me access the on-demand. We never so had this
now
problem.
You can't even. Yeah.
So I now think. I got to wait
well,
until.
You know what you do? You download the Contour app.
I do have that. I mean, it comes with what we have.
Yeah. Cause that's how I watch it at work.
But it should be.
I mean,
but it and you be watching stuff at work.
I prop it underneath my computer, so they think I'm looking at my computer, but I'm really looking at my phone watching TV. Yeah. Right. And I put like stuff like to barricade.
I know.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
That's nothing. Yeah.
Yeah, you know.
Wrong with you gotta that. Work smart, not hard.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
That's what I'm talking about, Shannon. Mm.
So when you gonna watch Power?
I know, like I gotta wait. Getting kind of bad for you, not cause like how long you have to wait.
I just set the thing. I set the TV to record because I never had it set to record. I just would go to on demand and watch it whenever I felt like watching it. And now I can't. I heard and I saw a snippet of something on
stay off social media.
I was so mad because I think I know what happened. I didn't see it definite. But I think I know. But anyway, that was one of my sit down, let's talk about it. So, and another sit down, let's talk about it is being on time. I'm playing.
Oh, Lord, out of dirt.
Wait, being on time.
Wait, when I walked in, I didn't know what time of day it was. When I got to the house and I saw the messages, I was like, oh, shit.
Wait, I heard a message beep and I was turning around the park. So I just stopped right there. I saw Nadia's name. I was like, oh snap, but I'm outside. Like, we still hang out.
Baby, when I walked in and Nadia opened that door, I was like,
no, I was on the phone. I was on a business
but
phone.
No, it was different because it wasn't like, it was more like,
no.
Like, open the door, you just bring your ass on this side.
No, because I was taking care of something.
But she is a stickler for time.
I know.
She's a time
person.
I
forgot. I'm sorry.
But
I apologize.
I'm sorry, too. My mom, I was on the phone with my mama, though.
I'm sorry.
And
I
was
you.
Like,
I
oh, snap, it's 10:58.
I owe you.
And I hadn't even, like, washed my face again after I permed my hair and stuff. You know, after you perm your hair, you have to still go back and redo all that stuff.
I just have friends that don't be on time, y'all.
Oh, no, I'm always
but
on time.
But I don't want you to think
no,
you're not don't. Considerate of your time because we are very.
I be trying.
I'm not going to lie to you. I just got an issue with, I've been late to school all my life.
Oh, I used to go to school on time.
We got to work on that.
It's a problem. It's a problem.
We got to work on that.
Like at 21, I should be able to change that, right?
Right. We've been going to school, and you know in Jefferson Parish, you go to school early.
Girl, in high school, I was like to the point where I had like two in school suspensions. But my sister had to go. Look, my sister had to go talk to the lady because she went to church with the lady, so she let me off the hook. But
I'm gonna call you. Can't get right.
I'm gonna do Jackson.
I promise. I promise. This is the last time.
You promise?
Mm-hmm.
What today is?
Pink as well.
Today is.
I'm pinking that.
Both of y'all be late. I bet. Okay. Okay.
I've been really good with time, though.
You've been getting better.
Yes, I have
pinky
been.
Pinky sweat, Maddie. She been getting pinky. No, I'm not. Y'all pinky sweat together. I'm not pinky sweating.
Why
not the pinky sweat?
Because you gonna hold me accountable to being on time.
Right.
All right.
You didn't even curl your pinky over.
Because I got this drink in my hand.
She want to go that drink.
That was that little. I'm going to touch it. We're going to high five like pinkies.
Oh, my goodness.
No, I'm going to do better. Oh, I apologize. Oh, my goodness. Because that's not right. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, today's topic of discussion is being ghosted or ghosting someone. Because MTV have this, I think it's MTV or VH1, I don't know. One of those, some cable network have a new show coming on talking to, and it's about being ghosted. And y'all know what ghosted is, right?
Yeah. But who are you being ghosted by? Just anybody? Like you in a relationship?
I think it's more relationships. I think it's more relationship.
But since I've been married for so long, I don't get to ghost people. Maybe I should ghost my husband.
Oh, I'm going to tell him too. I'm going to tell him. Like she right here. She trying to ghost you.
Be like, man. I didn't get that text message.
And I'm going to tell him.
Like, I'm going to tell just, him. I was just doing whatever.
Man.
So, yeah. So, I was watching. I don't know if it started yet. But I was just looking at the clips. And some people do not handle that well.
They don't.
They don't I handle it well.
About that. Your hand up.
Because I don't handle it well. Don't ghost me. Don't.
So, what you do?
Don't just. My thing is this. Just be straight up. Just be straight up.
But some if people don't have the guts.
But this is my thing. If we're in a relationship and this ain't where you want to be no more, just tell me. I can handle it better than I'm calling you and I'm like, this sap sucker not even answering that phone. No, I didn't text him 3 times.
So what's your limit? What's your limit? If you don't get a response, like, you know, like you said, I text you 3 times. Right, what's your limit to where you stop and you say, forget it?
So, you know what? In my mind, I always try to rationalize things, right? I'm like, oh, they busy. They phone dead. Mm-hmm. You know, so at the end of the night, I'm like, okay, well, day one. Mm-hmm. So then maybe like day two, I'm like, all right, I ain't going to text them. I'm going to see, you know, if they going to text. So day three, I'm like, man, forget you, bro. Like, I'm done. Like, I'm deleting text messages. Right, I'm deleting phone numbers, emails, everything. You blocked.
Right.
Like, I'm done after that. Because I'm like, if you ain't, you know, laid up somewhere with a tag on your toe or, you know, like,
you got to be
at the morgue.
I'm just like,
yeah.
If it's not a serious situation,
yeah.
And it takes 5 seconds to send a text.
Right.
And yeah, I don't think in a serious situation, it doesn't take, like you say, 5 seconds. It don't take much to say, busy.
Right.
Or
right.
Send an emoji.
Right. I'll call
something. Yeah. Something acknowledging
that you received my damn message.
Right.
Like, this is the thing. I think, so I exchanged numbers with somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he was like, you know, yeah, give him my number, tell her call me. So I sent the text, you know, hey, this is my number. I ain't hear nothing. So I've been ghosted before I was even like,
before you can say, hey, ghost. Hello.
You was ghosted before he made you a ghost.
Yeah, like.
Casper? He was pre-ghosted.
Like Casper, is that true?
Oh, my goodness.
So, okay. If you are ghosted, right? Mm-hmm. How do you feel about being ghosted? Do you care or you don't care?
It depends.
At first, it depends. Care. For me, at first, I care.
It depends. Because I'm going to be honest. I've been ghosted just once. Just once.
And how
I'm
you
usually
feel?
The ghost third.
So, would they say what? Ghost on you?
No, no you're the ghost not, I'm the ghost. I ghost people. Boo. I mean, when I was, you know, when I was dating, I mean, I'm in a relationship now, but when I was, like, single and stuff, well, okay, here's the deal.
I got a lot of questions.
Me too.
No, because sometimes you don't know how to say it. I've been in a situation before where you don't know how to tell someone, okay, look, I'm not feeling you, whatever the situation
but
may be.
Why? Because they're too nice or they're just so sweet?
It could be whatever my reason. Like, if I don't want to be bothered like you no more, I don't have to be bothered. Yeah.
And you don't feel like
and
you
I don't have
no
to have no valid. Yeah. Like, I just don't want to do this anymore.
Like, I could, like some people say, I'll drop you like a hot potato, but they have a reason. I could drop you like a cold potato. Cold potato don't have no reason to be dropped. I just dropped you.
Yeah, and it's not that potato. I just want to be.
But wait, what about if you see him at Walmart? Like, what do? Do you be like, oh, shit, you go down another aisle?
No, you just walk past them and ghost them again in Walmart.
Going. You just go. Just keep going. You got to move like them ghosts on Pac-Man. Like,
right. If you ghost, you ghost, whether it's in person, over the phone, or whatever. If I see you, I don't see you because you know, I'm a ghost.
And there have been times when I tried to tell you, you know, tell someone, you know, like, nah, it's cool, or no, we don't have to, you know, I don't think I want to go. You say those things, and then you just still get bombarded with questions. So it's just easier to ghost.
Right.
Because at that point, it's like, you don't want to deal with the questions. You don't want to. I'm not there.
Because, I mean, in these situations, it wasn't a serious, it wasn't no relationship. It was just in those dating, getting to know you, you know.
And I feel like you should be, I mean, you should have the right to ghost or get ghosted if you just, like, that dating, like, I don't have to call you back if I don't want to, and I don't
want to. Yeah, none of this stuff was a relationship type thing.
But if it's something serious, you know, then I could be like, okay, let's end this. But if we just going out on dates or whatever, and I just stopped calling, oh, wow.
Did they think you was exclusive though?
I don't know how.
Because you know how, like, in some people's mind, it's like we're more than you saying that we are.
Well, I don't know.
People read into stuff differently.
Yeah, and they shouldn't do that.
But I think exclusive is when you're meeting family members and stuff. Right. If you never met my family, that's not exclusive.
Yeah, it wasn't on that type of level. It was maybe a couple of dates. And I don't know, for whatever reason, people will be falling for me early. And I don't reach that point. And, you
drop
know.
It low, girl. Drop it low, girl.
Hey. And I just, you know, if I try to tell you, like I said, there have been times where I did it on a funny style where I just stopped answering the phone calls, like, you gonna get it.
So let me ask you, how long did it take them to get it?
Some people didn't get it right away because they'll call back months later. And it's like, damn. Dead serious. Dead serious. Wow. Months later. Like, well, hey, I was just... So that's why I love iPhone, because there's a block feature on it. Mm-hmm. And that number
Wait,
is
Androids
blocked.
Too. Don't talk about the Androids. Android. We block numbers too.
Well, okay.
Well, all right.
Because I, you know, people be like, Team iPhone.
Oh, right. Well, Team iPhone. Okay.
She got an Android. They call it an iPhone.
But I was anyway. Born for 20 years, Shannon. 2 years ago, I got an iPhone.
I'm just saying, you know.
And I love it. I thought I wasn't, but I do.
Told you.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But that's what, I mean, with the whole ghosted thing, I don't... Let me tell you. It was some flaky stuff going on with the last ghost. The last ghost I had.
Because I had to ghost him, too.
Yeah.
For my husband, though.
But before that point, like, way before it got serious, like, this wasn't anything serious. And I ghosted and I stayed away.
That was the very first time.
And
then,
you know, I got a message, like a phone call, not a message,
maybe
a phone
a year
call.
Later, huh?
It was like half a year. Yeah. Uh-huh. But, and I wish I would have stayed a
ghost. So what made you unghost? De-ghost?
I don't know. I wasn't doing anything at the moment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, convenience then.
It was convenience. And then it was, you know.
At the moment. Just something.
Yeah.
And you just call me at a good time.
You do anything. Like,
right, because it's like, oh, they're just there to pass the time.
Yeah.
It's just something to do.
Yeah.
Right now.
Yeah, and then somewhere along the line, it turned to manipulation. But anyway, back to ghosts. Yeah. But I just, it's easier for, I don't know. I don't want to ghost.
Is that like in a dude? Like, is that like some dude-like tendencies? Or...
No, it's my tendency. Well, I don't want to be bothered anymore, and but you're not getting the point.
They could ghost us, while we can't ghost them.
Right, like it's a double standard. Like
it's always a double standard.
Females shouldn't do that. Like you should be quiet, be seen, and not heard.
But I think
like,
we should be put on an even playing field. You know, at the end of the day, they letting girls play football. They letting us do all that other stuff. So I think in everything, we should be on an even playing field.
Yep.
At the end of the day, we're all humans.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, and I feel like if you can ghost me, I can ghost you too. If I won't be bothered, I won't be bothered. If I won't screw you on the first night and walk away, I should be able to do that without being judged for.
Right.
You know?
I mean, like, oh, she.
Right.
No, but then they be like, oh, I give her my goodies. No, my goodies.
Like, it's your goodies to give. Let's start there. So,
and then at the end of the day, I have needs too. So my goodies might need to be played with sometimes. And, you know, I don't feel like I'm giving away my goodies. I feel like my goodies are being met.
Right.
Like,
right.
With some other good stuff.
But do you
or
play
maybe
with...
some other bad stuff.
And see, I don't think I play with people's emotion. Yeah,
what you
was
about to say?
We gonna have that type of
Oh, yeah, it's noontime. It's not after 7 or 8 o'clock.
Ready or not. We'll sit after
7 o'clock. That's going to be like a midnight. Like, we're going to be tiptoeing through and be like,
yeah. Oh, we should do a midnight
one. We will.
And I mean, like, we should do a midnight one with no filter.
Yeah, we really don't have to have a filter now, but I just, you
this
know.
This is daytime, though.
We can.
Treat it like daytime TV.
Come on now, y'all gotta recognize who y'all talking to. Miss Vagina Monologues right here, okay?
Oh, yeah, the Vajayjay. Yeah.
Yeah, we gonna do that. We gonna do that.
Oh, I know you did that for Fred. Mm-hmm. You was the bomb, too.
So, wait, why do you... Okay, so when you're ghost, how do you feel? Do you feel rejected?
I got ghosted. I ain't gonna lie. When I got ghosted, I did not like that shit. I ain't like it. It was like, ooh, I dished it out, but I
can't take it.
I didn't like it. But let me tell you, I still handled it the same way I would handle anybody that don't want to be bothered. Mm-hmm. When I recognized what happened, because you get like 2 phone calls from me. You're going to get 2 phone calls, maybe 2 texts. Mm-hmm. That's it.
Just kind of checking in what's going mm-hmm. on.
You know what? No, because no, you're not getting 2 and 2. It's going to be a combination of 2.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. Either a phone call and a text, or 2 phone calls or 2 texts. That's
yeah,
it.
Something
not
like that.
2 plus 2 is 4.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to do that many times. No, I'm not. So yeah, because it was going, you know, the dating was going good. I was like, damn, this shit is like unbelievable. Like, all right.
And then you got ghosted?
Out the blue. Ooh. I mean, it was going.
I'll be the laugh. We can laugh now.
Yeah, we can laugh because I'm glad it happened. Oh. It was going smooth. I mean, dates, walking, holding hands, walking on the river. And, you know, it was, I ain't gonna lie, it was nice.
He soloed out at 30.
And then all of a sudden, I got ghosted.
So, man, to this day,
you don't know why?
Look, he reached back out. He reached out to me, like, right after the ghosting situation, because it had been a week and I ain't hear nothing, but after, because I knew his people. Okay. And I didn't know him like that. I just knew like a cousin or something. And I was like, hey, you know, your boy is straight, whatever, because of his line of work as well. So I didn't know if something hadn't happened or whatever, you know, like you said, I want to give you that benefit of a doubt.
Right. Right.
When I found out all was well, oh, you ain't got to worry about hearing from me again. And you didn't. And when you reach back out to me, now I'm ghosting you. I ain't got time for that. And then I ran into him, this been a couple of years ago now, keep in mind, this some years. So when I did run into him out at a club night or something, all in my face, you know, smile. You know how somebody, when they see you, they smile like they light up and they think, you know, you're about to have a conversation, because I was walking through. I walk clean on by.
You ghost him right in person.
I walk clean on by. You ain't got nothing to tell me.
That's right,
Ghost him. Like, I want to know why, what was the reason? Like,
I don't care. I don't care what your reason was. If you were okay and you just felt like you didn't want to do it anymore, that's, I don't know. That's just me. I don't need a reason. If you doing that and you perfectly fine and ain't nothing wrong, I get it. You don't want to be fine.
So you find that closure within yourself. Like, you didn't have to have that closure from him.
Yeah, I didn't ask him, like, well, why, you know, no.
And I think sometimes closure shouldn't come from another person. You should have your own.
That's hard to get. Because I know sometimes I need that closure. Like, it's like, well, what happened?
But then what if they tell you what happened and you feeling like you have all these unanswered questions, but that they can't give to you. So you have to find it within to have that closure.
If I say, do think it is something. You like I don't know if I want to use the word void, but it is internal, I guess.
So you feel like you need, you want an explanation for why.
Right. Now I cannot tell you. Now I'm getting better. Now it's just like,
yeah.
So
you
know, my question is,
you gotta pick yourself up and move on.
If they give you that explanation, what if that explanation to you is not good enough? So then where do you get your closure?
You, at that point, for me, I really have to look inside, because it's still questions and more questions and more questions and more. And it's like, I can't keep going.
So then you start looking at you thinking like, well, what could I have done?
I have. It's like, what, maybe I could have cooked dinner. Maybe the pork chops wasn't seasoned well enough.
You know, sometimes as women, we do take, when things don't go as planned, we take and we blame it on ourselves. But I look at myself and be like, ain't a damn thing wrong with me. Something wrong with you.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, because especially if you know that you're the type of person, like, this is who I am. Mm-hmm. And I'm not going to fuck who I am because of what you going out there to do.
Right.
No. Right. That's unfair to me.
Especially when you know you haven't done anything.
Right. Right.
You know, I haven't done anything but be nice to you.
Yeah, and have done all these good things to you. Guess what?
That's
the tables turn sometimes.
Right.
And I'm not going to question me as a person because of what you go out there and do.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I know I do go through. I'm not going to lie. I have gone through those moments where it's like,
well, what happened? Or
did I do something? Did I say something? Was I too silly? Was I too serious? Was I, you know?
Yeah.
You know.
And that's what they're doing. I think I got to see if it started yet, because I was interested in just seeing
what it was.
Because what they do is they find the people who ghosted them, and then they kind of like give them an explanation. Like, mm-hmm. you know what you're saying. Well, why? Uh-huh. You know, so they kind of give them an explanation as to what it was. And sometimes it don't even be about you. It could be that they ran back into an ex and they decided, you know, this is where I really want to be at. And, you know, nothing was bad with you. It has nothing to do. It's just right now I'm not, you know, I'm going to go back over here and do this, you know, and it's really not you. And other reasons, it could be something just stupid, you know, that whatever their reason, they don't want to do it. They don't want to be with you no more. They don't want to date you. Okay. And for me, I'm just like, whatever. Okay, it's fine. Mm-hmm. But that, when I got ghosted, I ain't like it. But
that's
so I had a, I'm telling you, a couple of days past it, a good week, because I was ghosted for a week. You know, I was ghosted not knowing anything. Then I got, you know, a message. Like, oh, Tuka, play that game. You know, I was down. I keep transferring.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah,
that's how
that
I was.
Yeah.
And after that,
in church, talking to people too tight.
That was, guess what?
When you were good after that. Once that week went by,
I was straight because I had to like hold up. And this ain't got nothing to do with me.
You had to.
I know.
Bounce back. I guess.
Yeah.
Like come back. Like hold up. I gotta bring it back in.
Yeah. Like I'm tripping. I'm giving this too much attention.
Mm-hmm.
I'm giving this too much power.
Right, especially not when they got no ties, you know?
Yeah, there was no ties, you know, no kids. It was just in the beginning phases, stages of dating. You know,
so,
we probably then went on a good enough amount of dates, but it wasn't serious.
Yeah.
It wasn't anything serious, but.
So let me ask you this. At what point of dating do you kind of cut off everybody else? When I say cut off, like if you plan,
you dating a couple of people.
Yes. At what point do you be like, you know what? Before y'all even had the conversation, like before, what point do you say, I think I'm going to let these two go because I'm working on, or however many, one, because I'm going to work on this one here.
I think if I was, because I was in that situation.
I'm asking for a friend.
I would, just a little friend, a ghost friend or a real friend.
A ghost friend.
Well, answer for her friend.
Okay. I was put in this situation years ago. I was with two people, and then out the two, you find out which one is more compatible with you in every area. And once that happened, I was like, you know what? I'm done with this one. I'm completely committed to this one.
So with the one you were committed to, did y'all have the conversation and say, we're going to do this, we're going to be exclusive? You know, will you be my girlfriend?
No, because she didn't know he wasn't exclusive.
He thought he was exclusive.
He already thought
she treated them both like they were exclusive.
Gotcha.
Gotcha.
And then you just break up with somebody. Like,
yeah.
It's not working.
Yeah.
And that's that.
So what about if he wasn't exclusive to you? Like, what about if he was, you know,
like if he was doing something,
if he was doing his other thing, and then that's a lick I would have to take. But you gotta do me just like men do you.
But
you kind of know when it's just about the two of you.
You can feel it. Yeah. I agree with that. You can feel it. And then there's that other little part that you should not assume. Because sometimes it be feeling like, okay, like how you say with the two guys. You know, they both probably was feeling like, oh, this is about to go to the next level. Uh-huh. And then you have to let someone off, you know, lightly. But I do, on the flip side, after you do that, or during or right before you do it, I think there should be a conversation of, you know, where are we going? Like, you know, mm-hmm. I'm really, you know, I'm liking what we are. I'm liking the things we're doing. I'm telling you how I feel about this situation.
Absolutely.
And then next is, okay, so how are you feeling? Because you don't want to assume, because they'll throw that shit in your face. Like, right. Well, we never said that.
Yep. It just so happened he was feeling the same way I was feeling.
Yeah, yes. So it worked out.
It worked out.
But I'm going to let my friend know.
Yeah, but
I don't see anything wrong with dating more than one person at the same time.
If you're
single, you should have options.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, I think you should.
Compare some stuff against. You don't have nothing to say, ooh, this one looks better. Or, you know, when you walk in the store, you don't pick the first pot. You look at all of them together.
That's true.
And then you pick the one that better suits you. Mm-hmm. And we should be the same way when we pick in men. Mm-hmm. You know, we should have several. And then we say, okay, ooh. He fits exactly what I need.
What I'm looking for. Right.
That's true. I agree.
Oh, yep. My God.
Use them like a shopping list. You know, when you go shopping, there's a lot of different things to choose from.
Options.
Yep. Option. Option one. Like on Tuka Play that game.
No, really.
Oh, my goodness. Really? Yeah. We should have options.
You should. But I just think, I don't know. Like, I don't care about getting an explanation. I didn't like being ghosted because at first you don't know that you ghosted. You know, at the beginning, you don't even know you ghosted.
That's no, like, you calling Verizon, like.
No, you calling your friend. You said, call my phone.
Exactly, sending text messages.
Like, back in the day, you used to take then the dial tone, check and see if it's on.
Call the operator and be like, can you call my phone, babe?
Yeah, like, I just want to make sure it's working.
Right, you don't even know. Once, so I guess that's the most traumatizing part of being ghosted. You don't even know you've been ghosted.
You don't know that initial.
So, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. But when you're talking to somebody, you know, and I guess that's a way to know. But like you said, even in the beginning, you still don't know. I can talk to you, okay, every morning or whatnot. And then all of a sudden, day one through five, we've been talking, texting every morning. Good morning, da da da, yada, yada. Then the next day, I don't hear from you. So I'm going to reach out because maybe it's my turn to reach out.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then day two comes. I'm gonna reach out. Then day three come.
Three strikes you out.
This is weird though, because you kind of want to think, well, we've been talking.
Yeah.
You know, you start to rationalize it. Yeah, I hope nothing is wrong. Yeah. And then if you got their social media, that's the new phone number. Mm. You know, right. You go on there, and if you still
and they cheese up at the Saints game, it's like,
then you need to change. At that moment, it's like, okay. I know what I'm dealing with. I know what I'm dealing with, but in the beginning, I mean, at the first couple of days, you don't know that you've been ghosted.
That's true, because you'll be like, oh, all right. But at some point, you got to take a step back and be like, you know what? I didn't reach out X amount of times. Yeah. I'm done. Let me see if he going to reciprocate.
And then if you don't get about that, what have you been? Like you say, in the first beginning, you get ghosted. But then you think something really bad happened to them. So you calling around.
Yeah.
You stressed out and all of that. And then you got ghosted. Sometimes you make one just go, like, punch them right in the face.
Well, that's what happened. Once I found out that you were fine, because I'm checking NOLA.com, you know, doing a name search. Like,
So that would piss me off more than anything else, that I actually looked for you, trying to make sure you were okay, but yet you just ghosted me, and that was just like...
Yeah, so when you did, that's why I bumped into him, we don't have nothing to talk about. He lit up like a Christmas tree, and I walked right on by.
So is ghosting a coward move?
It could be depending on how you ghost.
Yeah.
If I tried to tell you and you not accepting right, it,
at that point,
then
at that point,
that's
you're just
on
not
you.
Listening. Like, yeah. You don't want to hear.
But if I didn't tell you and I just stopped answering your call, it's and kind of
yeah,
a coward move.
Yeah.
And I did it.
Yeah, because you couldn't face the fact that you had to actually tell them.
Because sometimes it's hard to tell people you don't, you know, even, and if you don't have a valid reason, if you can't say, oh, because you kicked my dog last time you were here. You know, if you don't say something, you know, yeah. If it's not something really horrible, you feel like a bad person for not wanting to date this person anymore. But you have every right to not, I don't have to date you.
I don't
you.
Have to date, that's right. You even know? If I say, I just don't like the way your knees look or your elbows
right.
look funny.
Like, and sometimes
it's
you don't
choice.
Want to say
I just
nothing
don't
like that.
Like that.
Yeah.
Like, what if something gives you the creeps about
your
them?
Knees, your elbows. Because it's crazy, because I think nowadays, you can't be honest with people. People don't want you to be honest.
Yeah, they
people,
want the lie.
Some people don't want they you to be honest with them.
They rather give you.
So what do? You know, you
that's
ghost.
On them.
You ghost.
You ghost.
That's what you do.
Yeah. Oh, okay. You're not going to take this explanation I gave? All right. Block.
Goodbye, good day.
Then when you get an unknown phone number, don't answer it.
Right.
It's probably there.
Restrict all the
phone
yeah.
phones and stuff. Let me use your phone, bro.
What?
Oh, that payphone. That payphone that over on the corner.
No.
Oh, no. No. No.
Girl, that ghosting, that was a big thing at one time. People was just like tripped out behind ghosting.
Obviously, it's still a big thing that they done made
a
whole
a
damn
reality
show
yeah.
behind it. And I'm curious to see. You know, what happened or...
We're going to have to watch it.
Yeah, I'm going to see. I'm going to see yeah. when it started. It probably started. I'm off with watching TV. But, yeah. So, I've ghosted and I've been ghosted.
I don't think I've ever ghosted. I don't think.
See, maybe you did ghost somebody. You don't even remember.
I know. Maybe it was like a little semi-ghost. Maybe it was a every now and then I'm going to answer your phone call.
Yeah, and see, to me, that's even worse, too. So, you know
we
you don't like the person.
We ain't talking
look,
about
no, we talking about you.
We talking about you and your ghost friend.
We talking about you and your friend.
My friend, I'm asking for a friend.
Because, you know,
that's
even
a
worse.
Teaser. That's like
yeah,
I'm
going to talk to you yeah. once a week.
Right.
So every
you
time you want to do something with me,
by
no.
a thin thread. Right. Like, just cut it off and keep it moving.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Man,
I'm serious. I haven't had to do that ghosting thing in a long time.
Well, that's good, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
That's a good thing.
I'm in a great relationship right now.
Right, so that's...
Yeah. That's even better.
God damn, what's going on outside?
Was that your dog?
No, that's not my dog.
Girl, they sound like they're having some serious stuff going
I
on.
I hope y'all don't hear this lawnmower, dogs barking and everything because now, like this time of the day, apparently this is when everybody doing their thing.
Because people not at
work. Why they not at work?
Why aren't they at work?
Oh, maybe they off like we are.
Oh, no, nobody don't get off on Columbus Day but us.
The indigenous people holiday.
No.
They should be at work.
Oh, my goodness.
We so cheeky.
I text my children. I say, if you at work this morning, you ghetto.
Oh,
because my son texts us Friday. If you at work today, you ghetto.
He played.
Kiki said, ghetto.
She at work.
Yeah, okay.
A mess. Well, thank y'all for tuning in this week with me, Shannon, and Carla.
It's
I hope
been
you enjoyed.
Fun.
It's yes, absolutely.
And until the next time,
we're going to ghost y'all.